Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. You know this song, Hugh?
I don't.
I'm kind of surprised you never heard it.
That's pretty crazy.
I haven't.
Yeah, and you usually have like a pretty good recall of popular type of things.
Yeah, I don't remember this. Are they a grunge, like a grunge band or something?
I wouldn't call it grunge.
I mean, this song's pretty grungy.
Yeah, but would you call Weezer just in general? Like, is that how you define them, grunge?
Maybe not.
Yeah. No. I don't think I've ever heard this.
Well, now you have, so you can't say you haven't heard anymore.
Another one loaded up, just in case. You probably know this one.
I think I've heard this. Wasn't this in a movie?
That makes sense. I'd be shocked if you didn't hear it. So now we got down to the bottom of Hughes Weezer.
We solved one thing today.
We don't solve much in the show. Well, we did solve this: whether or not people feel like last night changed their opinion and feeling on the Sixers after one game. But it was a special one for VJ Edgecombe. It's our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Yeah, I don't love the answer on the results on this one. Did last night change how you feel about the Sixers? 54%. Yes, 45%. Debbie Downers. I mean, how do you not feel better about where the franchise is going? Again, this kid wasn't the 60th pick in the draft. He was the third pick in the draft. When you draft someone third overall, the expectation is, or hope, that they could be a star-level, all-star quality player, if not, you know, better than that. And I saw that potential last night. Now, I'm not saying he's locked in yet to be a superstar, but that was pretty darn good last night for VJ Edgecombe. It certainly changed how I feel about this team, this season, and the future here. All right, we'll go back to the phone lines in a second. We need to get to the bottom of something that happened yesterday because, Hugh, we haven't heard a WIP host get dominated like this in a very long time. If you were listening live around 4:30 yesterday, you heard this afternoon show. Seems like Spike Eskin was having a battle he could not win against the hiccups.
This segment might be a challenge as I have the hiccups and they won't go away.
Oh, no.
I tried holding my breath.
Yeah. You gotta do it till like you lose some brain cells.
I don't have many to spare.
That always worked for me growing up.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more.
Do you need someone to scare you?
Now through Saturday, in store only. I think I might. The Twitter question: which should the Eagles' first priority be at the trade deadline, edge or corner? Edge at 52%, corner at 48%. Pretty split there. I think the difference is probably get a more, from what Baldy was saying, unless you're getting Trey Hendrickson, a lot of the edge guys are just, I can't do it. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do here. I've never been confronted with this situation.
Did you drink some water?
I did.
I would say that's a dominant win for the hiccups. Hiccups, if that's a football game, that's 37-0.
So he didn't know how to get rid of them?
Well, clearly not. Well, did you hear the segment?
It's also like,
I mean, you heard that.
I mean, now he could have
pass the keys over to Ike and Jack for 30 seconds while he tried to chug some water and hold his breath and stuff.
His ego took over.
I think that was the play, right? You have to turn your mic off and trust the other voices on the show are going to carry you until you figure the whole thing out.
You can't
power through.
When Buzz had a coughing attack, he didn't really have anybody to take
over. He was solo,
over.
Right? Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And now that he's got the money, the organization don't want to see him play like he did in 22. They'd like to see the success, but they want it done in a different way now.
No, Carl, I hear you. And I understand. Excuse me, I'm having a cough. Excuse me, Carl. Having a coughing attack here in the studio. Getting choked up. I'm talking about jail.
Talking about the Eagles. Look what they do to you, Dan. Look what they do to you.
All right, so
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, the more I hear the Buzz one, that's on Carl could keep talking. Carl's the caller. He's on the air.
He should have helped him out.
He should have helped him out.
And I think his producer,
Buzz is dying there.
Yeah. I think his producer's name is Terry.
Yes.
And she tried to throw him a lifeline.
Yeah. You ever lose your voice on the air, Hugh, or have a hiccup?
Yeah. Hold on.
Situation?
Well,
I'm not a hiccup situation. I know how to get rid of hiccups. Just hold your breath.
Well, Spike said he tried it. Didn't work.
I've had one of those before. I've had burps on the air. I've had the on-air burp.
Yep, that's right.
I just burped.
Did you guys know, and I don't know if this was common or not, but I don't know, man. This might have been 4 or 5 years ago. I got COVID, and I realized I had it during my show at night. Like I felt sick, right? I didn't know what was going on. But apparently, one of the symptoms could be you lose your voice. I started losing my voice halfway through the show. Oh, it was rough. And I just tried to power through it. I think we played an interview from earlier in the day, so I get a segment like just to have some tea. It was rough. And then I realized the next day, I needed to stay
home. We preface this by saying we've never seen a WIP host get dominated quite like Spike.
Yeah.
Buzz, the Buzz thing clears it.
Oh, Buzz is number one.
Buzz got dragged by that coughing attack.
That's funny.
Well,
heartthrob Buzz.
That man got ragdolled.
Yeah, he was not
a
heartthrob
attack that
night. He was destroyed by the cough. But this is the first time hiccups have infiltrated WIP in about a decade, right? So the last time I'm reading the story here from CBS News 2016, the radio host who hiccuped for 101 hours straight, of course, that was, we all love him, Big Daddy Graham. Big Daddy had hiccups you for 101 hours straight.
That's crazy.
Hiccups
that long?
If it was me, I would just assume it had them. Because you hear those stories of those people that have them for the rest of their life. I would just be like, I'm done. I'm cooked.
That sounds torturous, yeah. He had a news crew come into the studio, and we knew it was an historic event.
Well, I'm reading the quotes in here. The Philadelphia Inquirer reports that as Graham prepped for his 2 a.m. radio show about a week ago, he was overtaken by persistent hiccups. He took to the airwaves anyway, but the hiccup attack was difficult to hide. Well, yeah.
Definitely a trooper right there.
Oh, I mean, there's no hiding it.
My favorite part is they found a tweet of his when he talked about it. On February 26, he reported hiccuping for 41 hours straight. A few days later, it was said to be 101 hours in counting. That is remarkable.
The title, the radio host who hiccuped for 101 hours straight.
And deep down, Spike had to think he was next when that was happening yesterday.
I think, so when I first saw this is a tweet from Stephanie Stahl with CBS3.
Yep.
Big Daddy Graham and his battle with the hiccups. CBS 3 at 6.
That's a tease right there. I tune in right away. So what's your way? Is it water? Is it hold your breath? How do you get ready? Do you get scared?
I've never had hiccups to that magnitude, but when I get them, I just hold my breath.
Yeah,
I just hold my breath for a little while and for as long as it takes.
Until you pass out?
Well, no, just until they go away and then I come back, you know, or drink some water.
Necessary, yeah.
But I've never had an attack of hiccups like that.
Dora the Explorer taught me 10 seconds.
That's all it takes?
Well, no. It's worked and it hasn't.
Yeah. And again, her audience is children, so she can't be out there saying, hold your breath for a minute, and then the parents come back and say, what are we doing?
That's correct,
yep. Yeah, I get it.
But I think what I've found is most effective. I mean, you just got to keep taking sips.
Yeah.
You got to knock whatever it is, an air bubble or something. And
that's why yesterday he probably should have just handed the keys away and had some water.
Drink something carbonated. Yeah. Just keep drinking water, stuff like that.
Take yourself out of the game for a few minutes.
I mean, you know, there's a lot you can try.
Yeah, you could. And obviously yesterday didn't happen. Yeah. That was wild stuff. All right. Cowboy Jim is in Jersey up on WIP. Hey, Cowboy Jim.
I bet Dora Explorer is still teaching Kyle a few things right now. Don't you think there?
Yeah,
I think she still.
Probably could.
Yeah. Shame she didn't teach me not to take your calls.
Now, that was uncalled for.
I think it was called for. I mean, Jim's got no response here, obviously. Go ahead, Jim.
Joe, Hugh, listen, will we get a comment today from Elliot about gambling within the professional sports? And do you think he'll defend them?
Yeah, he will defend them. I mean, of all of Elliot's opinions that I do not agree with.
You don't like this one?
Well, I'm not sure which one of – he has two pretty infamous ones now that make my eyes roll. And it just drive me crazy. The first one is that players should be allowed to gamble on themselves, which obviously we see the perils of allowing them to do anything in this space. And the second one is
– the perils is funny.
Don't we have an Elliott take where he thinks that you could be whatever age and still play college sports? Like you could just keep going? Like there's no rules? Like you have to leave at some point? Which then, really, it's just the minor leagues.
Yeah.
It's professional sports.
Professional sports.
That's all it is.
Elliot invented professional sports.
Hey, Hugh.
Yeah.
You know, those gambling ads you keep reading off, I think you better cash those checks as soon as possible.
You think it's about to change?
No, I don't think those places are going anywhere.
I don't think it's about. They're too far in bed with this now. The actual players. They have to be more careful.
I have a prediction. Terry Rozier is going to disappear way before the sports books disappear. So they'll figure that out.
Can we stop all this Sixer nonsense that's going
on? When you say
on?
Disappear, what you mean?
Jail. Just go to prison. Yeah. I'm not in the mafia. Don't look at me.
I'm just saying, but you know, when we talk about the people we talk about,
I'm not
a mafia
guy.
When you say disappear, you know, just. You
my
know.
Hands are clean here. Don't look at me. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, the mafia is involved here.
So. I know.
Like the three crime. Was it the three or the four crime?
You're the one watching the Netflix documentary.
I did. It was really good, too, Joe. It was really good. It's about the ocean, Philly mafia.
Feet in the cement.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah.
So, Jim, what do you got? What do you got
my
on the
bad.
Sixers?
My bad, Jim.
Say,
back on you.
This illusion of the Sixers. And I know.
Can
I know
you
Hugh's
let
gonna
us
go
have some fun around here?
I know Hugh's going to go to the games no matter what. But, you know, basically, it's weekend at Bernie's, okay? And Embiid is Bernie. You know, you got McCarthy is Maxi. Edgecombe is Jonathan Silverman. That's what's going on there. And as for the Cowboys, are going to blow out the Broncos.
Stop.
They got the best offense.
They're not blowing out the – they're going to go to
they're
Mile High and
out.
Blow out a team that has a defense like that. Stop.
We got the best – our best defensive players coming back. Overshown is coming back. We'll win 45-28.
Stop.
You guys are going to lose to the Giants.
Aren't the Broncos a 3.5-point favorite in the game? What are you talking about?
Can you imagine the Giants sweeping you guys this
cannot,
year?
Cannot. That's enough of Jim. I didn't hate his Weekend at Bernie's joke. It kind of made me laugh deep down. Did you get it?
The weekend at Bernie's?
Like he's like, well, like Embiid is Bernie.
And
the young kids are propping him up.
Trying to make
it look right. It kind of fit. I mean, I don't want to laugh at Cowboy Jim's jokes. It kind of fit. Tony and Fox Chase is up. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, Tony. What's up?
Hey, Hugh, did you ever get a winter coat?
That would be a big fat no. Never got one.
Well, it's about to get cold again, Hugh, so maybe we should invest in one.
Yeah, right?
I got one. Jack Daniels gave me a coat.
Handouts.
Matter of fact, Steiny, I need to get that bigger size. We need to work on that.
Steiny. He was looking for handouts here.
I don't know. Steiny might be mad at me yesterday because I took a few jabs at him yesterday. But it was all in love, though. It was all in love. But I did take a few jabs.
You did.
He was mad at you?
He probably was.
Well, he was taking shots at him in public.
I take shots at everybody, though, Kyle.
Everybody.
You can't be in this game with us, man, and not – you can't be thin-skinned.
No, that's true. I'm with you.
I love Steiny. Steiny makes things happen.
butt.
He caught a stray. He caught a couple stray.
All right, let's let Tony talk before we dig this hole deeper today. Go ahead, Tony.
Joe wasn't ready for
that.
Yeah,
man. So let's start with the Sixers. Am I excited? No. I feel this. I went to the home opener. They didn't play any of the Sixers at the home opener last year. And it went all downhill. It was a debacle of a season last year.
Well, it was. So, yeah, they won less than 30 games. They were a joke last season. You're right.
They were. And although it's refreshing to see the young blood, Maxi, and, you know, the turning of the – you guys said it best earlier, where it seems like it's becoming more emphasis on Maxi, the Maxi show,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be damned if I'm going to pay hard-earned money to go buy tickets – after the debacle of last season. They got a whole lot more to prove to me before I start investing that. I'm as loyal as you can be. I bleed green and I bleed Sixers, but I ain't paying another penny after last year's debacle until they prove otherwise.
And that, Mark, Tony, excuse me, that's perfectly understandable. And Tony, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I think that's, like, you could, there's two parts of investment as a fan. There's your time, right? Your energy and your time and your emotion and all that. And then there's the monetary investment. Like, if you need to wait to see if they're worth your tickets and your money for, like, I get that. I'm not, that's different. But in terms of your interest and your time and watching the games and just kind of being into it again, that got me back last night.
But yeah, right. It's also on you if you were setting your expectations that high.
For last year's team?
Well, just, I mean.
Or the Sixers.
This team right now.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah, and well,
you can spend your money how you want. I'm just saying, if you're going to hold them to that standard, you're just going to be angry all season. I'm sorry.
And I don't want to be angry at the Sixers anymore. I want to be excited about this kid who looked great last night. Let's go to Mark in Woodbury Heights. Hey, Mark.
Guys, how you doing?
Good, Mark. What's up?
I just got to point out two things about the Sixers. Mm-hmm. This young kid, how do you say the last name, Joe?
Edgecombe.
Edgecomber. What a pleasant thing to listen to this man talk. Watch how he performs, how humble he has come across, how hungry he is to be successful. I'm just thankful that he's playing for our team, you know. And I look at a guy like Ace Bailey, who really struggled last night,
mm-hmm,
and how he, you know, exalted himself. You know, before the draft, and I'm this and I'm that. I don't want to play for this team. I don't want to play for that team. What a great lesson to learn, you know. You got this young kid coming in who just wanted to be part of the NBA, just wants to play basketball. And my goodness, he was phenomenal last night. He was unbelievable. It just is really nice to see that. And I think it's important for kids to see that, too.
I agree. And, Mark, for the Sixers, it was they needed an infusion, not just of talent, obviously. They needed more good players. But they needed an infusion of someone with his head on correctly, screwed on right.
Absolutely.
And he comes across, Mark, not just as a humble kid. He comes across as, like, he has the right mindset to be the player we need. He seems like he's going to be that. And then athletically, he could jump out of the gym. He could play.
Oh, he could play. He's confident. He's super aggressive. He plays within himself. And he just, you're right, he has the right mindset. He is so happy to be out there playing basketball. That was great to see. But, Joe, you know, regarding the Sixers, as long as Joel Embiid's on the squad, they're not going anywhere. I hate to be a negative hater today. I'm not a Joel Embiid fan. What's wrong with him, Joe? Did you watch him last night?
He can't. I mean, look, he looks like he's 60 years old. He can't move. I think it's a matter of those knees have had so many surgeries, he can't move anymore.
I mean, have the Sixers come out and have said anything, any medical reports, updated reports on him?
No. I mean, we keep hearing he's working his way back. I don't know where this is. They think this is headed, but he looks like a shell of himself, which it really, when you think about it, Mark, good phone call, it's not surprising. He's had a lot of knee surgeries. Every time we heard about those meniscus, we always hear like eventually kind of erodes everything in there, and it's just bone on bone, arthritis. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I have zero expectations for him to be anything this year. Zero.
Yeah, it's probably going to be tough. But you kind of want to. But it's obvious that with the Sixers, he's not factored into what they want to do in the long term. It feels like that.
Well, he can't be, except the contract, unfortunately, that they gave him. Well, let's hear from you people. See what they're up to today.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
I am already annoyed and the show hasn't even started yet.
Well, we appreciate you being here. That's our audience.
Going in expecting to be annoyed.
Yep.
Yep. Many wondering, Hugh. We've had Dodger Douglas. We've had Giant Douglas.
Uh-oh.
Commodore Douglas?
Wow.
Commodore.
You those colors?
The group?
No, the colors.
No, no.
It's Central State.
That's but my alma mater.
Those are the Commodore colors.
No, it's not. These are Central State colors.
So of all of the recent Douglases, in terms of like rival Douglases, is Hugh's rivalry pack? Is that what
it is? That's what it is.
A rivalry
but
pack.
But I actually went to this school, though.
No,
so
this
that
one you
count.
Get the pass for.
Yeah, because I went to the school.
The Dodger Blue 2 weeks ago really hurt.
What was that? What was that last week? That, like the
Dodger Howard. Blue, yeah.
That was just like me wearing blue. No.
No, it was Dodger Blue. But all right, we'll move on.
It was not.
Anyway, one game, you bleeping clowns.
But you realize if I came in today and I said, everyone calm down, I didn't really see what Edge called.
You'd also be a bleeping clown.
Complete clown, yeah. Complete hater. So maybe you're the clown. You ever think of that? Maybe you are the clown. Just enjoy it for once. Like the Sixers made us happy last night. Enjoy it.
Not them, apparently.
Well, okay.
Hey, Joe, counterpoint, you know nothing about football.
That's crazy. That's I guess for that person, that's evergreen.
Yes.
A strong counterpoint.
You
though.
Know what this probably is? They a little bit sensitive about Jalen not want to go under center and upset that they're just shooting the messenger. That's okay. Yeah.
I can't tell how old Joe is. Could be 30, could be 60.
Joe,
I mean, I'm in between, so I guess there's
you look younger than that.
Maybe they nailed it.
Yeah, you look younger than that.
I wouldn't say 60.
60 feels a lot.
Yeah, that's
if you say between 30 and 50, I'm pretty close to the middle.
You are.
So
I mean, you are between 30 and 50.
Yeah, so there you go. Right.
Yeah. Here goes Kyle coddling Jalen Hurts again. I don't know what show you listen to.
That's not this show.
People don't listen, man. We've established that like months ago.
Yeah.
Nobody listens.
That one blew my mind.
I sometimes when people assign opposite opinions, I just chuckle and laugh.
Yeah.
Like, I think, what was it, a couple weeks ago, someone said I was the Wentz guy, right?
Yeah, Wentz
like,
guy. Yeah.
You always
defend
Carson Wentz.
You're never hard on the Sixers.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
If you say so.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think it's time we stop giving Hugh Douglas a pass.
Agreed. Yeah. Too many passes for Hugh.
What are you talking about? What are
those? Well, I mean, everything.
You're talking about, the fat EMT?
Yeah.
Again,
okay, I apologize.
Again. No, but when you continue to call him that, you...
There's no apology. Yeah.
You've destroyed the original apology.
It cuts the apology out.
EMT.
I think heavy set is probably a nicer way to leave that guy alone. Maybe don't assign anything about his weight.
You're right.
The EMT that you wrongly yelled at.
Gotcha.
Does Hugh know they're on the air?
That could be used. That's evergreen.
Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah. That
does
yeah.
Hugh know they're on
this
the air?
That probably was about you spilling the beans.
Or me eating that sandwich. Maybe they saw me eating the sandwich.
Maybe. That could, well,
it's pretty good.
The screen's on the air yesterday.
I'll tell you what, that back-to-back these days. I'm pretty good, man.
Yeah. You're going to be... It's going to be an early bedtime for you today.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to sleep as soon as I get done with this.
Don't mind me just counting down the days until we see Hugh on TMZ.
I've already been on TMZ. I already had that time in TMZ. I ain't going to go again.
You filled that quota?
I filled that quota.
We might need to find that.
Yeah, I was on TMZ before.
Yeah.
I like this piece of advice. Hugh, now that you know there's an imposter out there, you don't even have to own up to these incidents like you have with the EMT. Just
That's
blame
true.
It on the imposter, Hugh.
And were you in Delaware or Jersey?
I was in Jersey.
Oh, okay.
It'd be easier. Well, like Ubers. You never know where an Uber takes
That's
you.
That's true.
You got to take a trip. Yeah.
That actually is something you should lean on in every aspect of life.
I agree. Yeah. Every time someone goes, Hugh, you did this, be like, nah, it's probably the other guy.
When I get called into the office, be like, Rod.
It was the other guy.
Yeah. Mr. Blue Jeans. It wasn't me. It was my doppelganger.
It was an Uber.
It was my doppelganger. You know what, though? Can I just say this real quick?
Oh, boy.
It's amazing how people want to give me advice that they don't even take. Because y'all don't hear with this Twitter beef, Twitter fingers talking crazy every day.
Yeah.
It's the same exact thing. You're being a tough guy behind a keyboard. But you want to tell me how to act out in public. Because y'all look at me every day. No.
No, it wasn't you. It was the Uber.
No, that's what it is. You want to tell my doppelganger how to act.
All right. So, talked about getting dominated by hiccups.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody kicks Hugh's ass quite like being mature. So we had this one earlier today.
I mean, that game belonged to the guards. Like
yep.
4 points.
Mm-hmm.
You worry about the size, you know, out there on the court. You worry a little bit about that. But you know, it's one of those things where
you're professional.
You tripped your own self up
first
so
of
you
all,
wouldn't laugh at your own nonsense.
That don't count.
Yes, it
does. You don't know what I was thinking about. Y'all don't know. Y'all don't know me like that.
No, but we know you lost your own train of thought on your own joke.
No.
It wasn't like I said something and you, he started giggling.
It's gotten to the point now.
You made yourself stop.
I've seen a lot of penetration. I've gotten so childish now.
That I just, every time somebody say anything that's remotely like that, I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
you crumbled after that.
Yeah, you were gone. We lost you for the first second. You were out. All right.
Did not I'm have work, you I'm as working, a size guy here.
I'm working on it. I'm working to do
that
better.
As I've said a lot, progress. More than enough for us today. Now, I hate that we're out of time. Afternoon show's up next, but I love, Reese is on the line. He wanted to talk. We won't get to him. They'll take an afternoon if you want to wait, Reese. I just love the topic. VJ will be better than AI.
Ooh, that's a lot.
That's a
lot.
We got another initial guy.
Initial VJ. Guys work. I mean,
I don't know if KG. VJ might not work, though.
What do you mean VJ might not work?
It's a strong take. By Reese, man. Yeah,
we need more VJ.
We call him Edgecomber, as we heard earlier. All right, 215-592-9. Let's get at it.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone. We'll talk tomorrow if we're still allowed. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
By now, you've heard about my new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, folks. It's bold, vibrant blackberry. It's offered with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It'll be your new touchdown tailgate drink this season. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirit stores and grab a bottle or two of Jack Daniel's Blackberry Tennessee Whiskey to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, tailgate responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.